Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, my expert this Wednesday is here to help you sort out, and well, me, let's be honest about it, our plants at home. I'm talking today to Erin Thomas, who's the founder of Hopeless Botanics. Erin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. Good, thanks.
087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number if you have a question or a voice note for Erin today, or you can give us a buzz. 1800 453 106 is the number. This listener, Erin, says they have a giant cheese plant, which I had to frantically Google before we came back after the break. This listener is struggling to keep it alive. They got it from a friend who was leaving the country when it was already half dead. Most of the leaves are brown, though it's recently got some new green ones. Should I cut off the brown bits, and how much water will a cheese plant require?
So nice to be gifted a half dead plant.
Yeah.
So cheese plants can grow like absolute beasts. So the question about water makes me think that possibly the roots have completely overtaken the pot, and maybe the plant needs to be repotted. The roots of cheese plants, Monstera, are so big. It could be possible that this person is watering their plant and it's instantly drying out within a couple of days. So repot it, give it fresh nutrients, give it a bigger pot, and it should take off. Because like usually when like you get new leaves, that's a great sign the plant is doing well. But then maybe some older leaves are being sacrificed off because there's just not enough nutrients in the plant, or in the pot rather. So a bit of repotting, check for a pest, check on the underside of the leaf just to make sure there's no pests. They can look like little bits of fluff. You can, you know, you just have to look really closely just to rule that out. But definitely an old repot and a good washing down of the leaves will probably get it going.
That'll
again.
Sort that out.
Yeah, yeah. They're so hardy, okay. Those plants.
Listener says, I recently used plant food that was great for some of my plants, but it seemed to completely kill two of them. I am sure I used the right amount, but one of my plants that I had for years, all of the leaves went brown and dead, nothing green left. Will I give up on it, or is there a way to bring it back from the brink?
Oh, hard to say without actually seeing the plant. I mean, if it's going to come back, now is the time, really, summertime when there's lots of light and it's bright and warm. Check the roots. If the roots have been absolutely fried or just gone, then the chances are very slim. And just to say that, like, there's different types of houseplant feeds. So you want to use, for cacti and succulents, you want to use a cacti succulent feed. Because they like really poor nutrients, whereas you have another feed for leafy plants. And then just also say, don't ever use your garden feed, your seaweed feed or tomato feed. Never use it on your houseplants. It's way too strong. So we've had lots of customers come into the shop and say, oh, I put some tomato feed on my houseplants and they all just got fried overnight. So just be... follow the instructions on the bottle.
Yeah, I have a plant similar to the giant cheese plant in my kitchen. And I've noticed that one of the leaves are completely yellow, like nearly to the point of being burnt looking.
Yeah.
And I just pulled it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably where there's no bringing that back from the brink.
Well, it's got loads of other leaves. You know
That's
what I
true.
Mean? You've got, you've
I mean, you'd never even know.
Yeah, it's still, I mean... people need to realize that there's no such thing as perfect plants, especially house plants. These are tropical plants that we are expecting to live in our Irish homes. So we have to bear in mind that they're never going to look perfect all the time. Take the good with the bad.
Like, I'm absolutely not green fingers at all. And when I moved into the house, I did really try in the first year or two to, you know, get into this and love the idea of plants. And like, I've killed everything, even actually in the last about 6 weeks ago, I had to throw out one of those small little cactus plant that I had.
Okay.
One tiny little thing I got in Dunn's now, but small little thing. And I had them for 3.5 years, gone the other day. And there's another one now in one of the bedrooms. And
on the way out.
Yeah, like it's...
Okay, so first of all, small plants, I'm not a huge fan of them. I find small, dinky little pots, they dry out so fast. Whereas if you go away for a week or two, it's keeled over by the time you get back. So personally, myself at home, I tend to go for mid-sized to large plants. They're more mature.
Really?
Yeah, they're just way easier. Now, it's more of an investment.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I just realised this wasn't for me, and there's an awful lot of financial investment tied up in these plants, and I decided, you know what, like, if I can't even manage to keep two small little cactus plants, these things survive the desert. If they can't survive me, then do you know what? That's
so it. So like cactus and succulents really need little to no water from November to March. practically none.
Well, I definitely wasn't overwatering or feeding it, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
If anything, it's quite the opposite.
Send me a few photos. But definitely choosing the right plants is something we're really focused on in the shop, is talking to people about like what kind of thing they're looking for and what the space
requires
is like.
No minding and maintenance.
Because we're
what
always
I need.
Drawn. We're like we're often drawn to the really fabulous looking ones, the purples, the pinks, da da da, da, and they can be actually the most tricky. So,
this listener, how do I know what plants should be in direct sunlight and what shouldn't?
So you can check the plant name and do a quick Google. But generally, if you think about their natural environment, where they would normally come from. So plants like your cactus and your succulents would like bright and dry. Other plants like you might see the origin could be Tanzania. So you think, OK, that can take direct sunlight, or snake plants. Generally, plants that can take a knocking can take a bit of direct sun. And a lot of leafy houseplants can take a little bit of sun as well. But you just generally want to keep them out of the scorchy, south-facing, unrelenting, you know, 4 hours of hot sun.
Okay.
But we don't get a lot of that anyway.
No, it's got to be a fine thing. Somebody once told me brown leaves mean a plant is underwatered, says this listener, and yellow leaves mean it's overwatered. Is that true?
Yes and no. Brown leaves would be indicate maybe if it was crispy, yes, possibly it's been dried out. But usually the best thing to do is look at the leaves, check for pests, but also the soil is mostly what you want to be looking at. If the soil is really squidgy or smelly or, you know, stinky, or the roots are mushy, then you've definitely got an overwatered plant. So I would encourage people to look at the soil more so than the leaves as well.
How do you know when the plant needs to be repotted?
Usually when you've got new leaves coming up and old ones die off. That really indicates there's not enough nutrients to keep everything sustaining. Or if you've got roots bursting out of the bottom of the pot, or generally every 1 to 2 years, it kind of needs to be done. And then another indication would be if you water your plant and it looks great, but it's dry as a bone again in a couple of days. That means there's probably more soil and there's probably more roots in the pot than soil. So it's not holding the moisture. Do you know what? If you find yourself watering a plant loads, probably needs more soil mass.
This texter has a small fern in their bathroom. It is a window, so it gets a lot of natural light, but the fern isn't directly facing the light. The fern seems fine, but it hasn't grown at all in months, and I'm wondering what I can do to help it.
Yeah, you could definitely rotate it into a sunnier spot in your home, maybe. Do a little swapsy with another plant somewhere. So even once a month, put it in a brighter spot and then bring it back again to try and encourage growth. You know, growth will always be slower where there's really low light. And then maybe a little repot if they have had it for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah.
A fly through these last ones, Erin. This texter has a prayer plant that the leaves on it sometimes shrivel up. They'll unshrivel again eventually. It's quite odd. Am I doing something wrong?
It's not you. It's the plant. They are notoriously difficult diva-like plants.
Right.
They're beautiful. I mean, they really are like they prefer bottled water and things like that. You know, it's a little bit unrealistic for most of us. So just keep doing what you're doing. And I always think if I bring one of those home and I get to enjoy it for a year or two, I'm doing well. And, you know, it's probably as much as a bunch of flowers. And
look at it that way. Best plants for bathrooms.
Anything like basically for bathrooms, if it does get really hot and steamy, I would stay away from cacti and succulents because they like it dry. Do you know what I mean? So leafy things, leafy plants, and no cactus and succulents because the air would be far too heavy and damp for them.
John in Kilkenny is wondering why his aloe vera plants are going brown.
Aloe vera like a good 6 to 8 hours of lovely blinding sunshine every single day. And unfortunately, we don't really have that here. So definitely put it in a sunny spot and then check that it's getting the chance to dry out a good bit in the soil. You know, they're a Mediterranean plant that loves bright, dry. And they often kind of flop over and reach for the light here. They're great, though. They're beautiful.
There you go. Erin Thomas, founder of Hopeless Botanics. Erin, thanks a million.
Thank you so
much for joining us here, on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.